Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Fonts with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Farm Bureau Market Basket Survey shows the cost of 40 basic grocery items increased during 2018. Farm Bureau Communications Director Todd Bright says although the cost of food was up slightly, food costs actually decreased during the final quarter of the year.
The average overall food prices in the fourth quarter declined by 7.73%. or 86 cents in the previous quarter. However, the average market basket price showed an overall increase for the year, and it went from $115.07 in 2017 to $116.92 in 2018.
Bright says the good news is the price of food continues to trend lower.
The final 2018 survey is still lower than the final market basket survey in 2016. This market basket survey is taken four times per year at the end of each quarter, monitoring overall categorical trends in food prices across the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Our survey gathers the prices of 40 basic food items throughout the state and then averages the numbers into six categories: beef, pork, poultry, dairy, fruits, and vegetables and grains.
Yeah, the price decrease was somewhat of a surprise, though.
Second consecutive quarter where overall food prices have decreased. And these findings are a bit of a shift from the initial expectations that we had at the beginning of 2018, after the first and second quarters actually had increases.
We'll break down the prices in just a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau Communications Director Todd Bright says the price changes were mixed during the final quarter.
Most notably, the price of pork products decreased nearly 5%, while beef costs increased for the sixth consecutive quarter. While most changes weren't as significant as those seen with pork and beef, the cost of grains declined by 2.76%, fruits and vegetables saw an increase of 1.56%, and poultry prices rose just a little more than 2%.
Although farmers are feeding more people, they are receiving a lower percentage for their products.
Today, the average U.S. farmer produces enough food and fiber to provide about 154 people, a number that has grown continuously since 1940, when that average number was just 19 people per farmer. But due to more food being produced on less land, the farmer's share of the retail food dollar is in decline. According to the USDA Food Dollar Series, a farmer earns less than 15 cents per dollar spent on food.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.